Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 8th. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today in 1986, The Oprah Winfrey Show premiered nationally, heralding a new era of empathetic storytelling, personal growth, and cultural connection, a radiant milestone in media history. This joyous moment celebrates human creativity, communication, and the power of authentic voices to inspire millions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 56 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 73 and a light north wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 53 and a gentle east wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 6 with a high tide at 12:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 71 and a light northeast wind. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 53 and a gentle northeast wind. Wednesday brings a slight chance of rain showers after 10 a.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 69. Wednesday night has a slight chance of rain showers before 10 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 53. Thursday will be sunny, with a high near 79 and a light north wind. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 55 and a gentle northwest wind. Friday continues with sunny skies and a high near 69 with a light northeast wind. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 50 and a light south wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 5 people have been sickened by a parasite in New Hampshire, with health officials investigating whether drinking natural spring water is the cause. The New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services reported 5 cases of giardia identified in late August. 4 of the affected individuals drank from a spring on Old Franconia Road in Bethlehem, while investigators are still determining the source for the 5th case. Officials urge anyone who drank from the spring to be alert for symptoms such as diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, gas, and dehydration. The property owner has proactively shut off the water, as untreated water from natural sources can harbor harmful germs. Now on to sports. The rematch of last season's AFC divisional round game between the Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills did not disappoint last night on Sunday Night Football, as quarterback Josh Allen led the Bills to overcome a fourth-quarter 15-point deficit and win 41-40. The game shifted in Buffalo's favor when Ravens running back Derrick Henry fumbled on Baltimore's 38-yard line with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, allowing Buffalo to recover. Allen completed a 4-play drive, culminating in a touchdown run with 1 minute and 58 seconds remaining. The Ravens failed to score on their next possession, leading to a game-winning 32-yard field goal by veteran kicker Matt Prater. Allen finished the game with 394 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while Lamar Jackson had 2 touchdowns and 70 rushing yards. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Chase Field in Phoenix, the Red Sox beat the D-backs 7-4. Whitlock earned the win with 6 innings, 3 strikeouts, and 1 earned run allowed. Sogard delivered a late 2-run double to break the tie in the 9th. Chapman earned his 29th save with 4 strikeouts in a scoreless inning. The Sox tallied 8 hits and made 0 errors while leaving 5 runners on base. The Red Sox record improved to 79-65. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Athletics at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Garrett Crochet, at 14-5 with a 2.67 earned run average, will pitch against Luis Morales, 3-0 with a 1.5. First pitch is at 10:05 under clear skies. Moving on to the Pats, or should we? For a Patriots team expecting a big turnaround, this loss felt like more of the same. Patriots coach Mike Vrabel removed his headset as the Raiders got into victory formation. On his first day of the job, he set a reasonable bar for his tenure, aiming to be good enough to take advantage of bad football from opponents. But the debut of the Vrabel era was underwhelming, as a mediocre Raiders team defeated the Patriots 20-13. The hard truth is that these Patriots did not look all that different from previous years. Second-year quarterback Drake May struggled with inconsistency, and the offense averaged only 4.9 yards per play. Drake May finished the game 30-46, with 287 yards passing, a touchdown, and an interception. Next week, the Pats head down to Miami to see if they can finally in top news. Influencers have described propranolol as a magic pill that eases nervous jitters in various settings, with prescriptions rising, especially among young women. As Erica Fisher prepares for her wedding, she considers taking a beta blocker. She notes that many have had a good experience with the medication. Propranolol, approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1967, is now the fastest-growing pill for stressful situations, increasing prescriptions by 28% since 2020. It reduces physical anxiety symptoms, although it is not FDA-approved for that purpose. While generally non-addictive, propranolol carries risks, including fainting from low blood pressure. In business news, oil tycoons are betting big on Donald Trump, and it is paying off. The administration is opening land to drilling, rolling back environmental restrictions, and hobbling renewable energy, despite a drop in crude prices. Billionaire Harold Hamm celebrated Trump's election, having donated tens of millions of dollars, believing in a pro-fossil fuel agenda. The administration is approving new gas export terminals and proposing to remove environmental regulations. While oil prices hover near $62 a barrel, executives see the turbulence as a price worth paying for their agenda. Environmentalists are alarmed, claiming these moves will fuel climate change and increase energy costs for consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend, at just over $111,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 3% to $2.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to enhance their security. While there are claims that users should change their passwords due to a breach, this is only partly accurate. The actual advice is to stop using passwords entirely. The breach originated from Salesforce, where hackers obtained business-related Gmail data, but no credentials were stolen. Phishing and impersonation attacks have surged, with Google noting that these tactics account for roughly 37% of successful account takeovers. Users are advised to switch to passkeys and enable two-factor authentication for better security. In a world of constant breaches, vigilance remains crucial. And in entertainment news, get ready. The Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, that was filmed in Sacramento and other locations across Northern California, is opening in theaters this month. With a release date set for September 26, the action film also stars Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Regina Hall, and Hiana Taylor. Written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the plot centers around a former revolutionary reuniting with old associates to find his missing daughter. The estimated filming budget is at least $130 million, making it Anderson's most expensive project to date. The film will be released in IMAX and standard formats nationwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Dale Carnegie. And he said, "Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.